This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The New England Patriots are champions of professional football. Last night in Houston, the Patriots won a thrilling Super Bowl game, beating Carolina Panthers 32-29 on a last-second field goal by kicker Adam Vinatieri. It was almost an identical ending to New England's Super Bowl victory 2 years ago. From Houston, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
If only the experts had bothered to talk to Linda Thibodeau. During the Super Bowl's two-week build-up, the football intelligentsia promised anyone who'd listen that the game would be a low-scoring defensive struggle. Translation? Boring. But there was Linda Thibodeau of Boston, standing outside Reliance Stadium yesterday before the game, wearing a t-shirt that said, "Skin the Cats," promising that her Patriots would do just that to the Panthers. Thibodeau also promised that her first Super Bowl would be one of the greatest.
You have to be here to get that thrill. It's just unbelievable. I can't even tell you what's going through my body right now. I'm so excited, and I've never had this much excitement in my life.
For nearly one half of football, however, the Patriots and the Panthers did everything they could to put out Linda Thibodeau's fire. As expected, great defense, but with no offense and no points, it was turning into one of those Super Bowls. Ugly and dull, with the players standing on the field during endless TV timeouts, even more annoying than usual. But then... with 3 minutes left in the first half, points, finally. New England's touchdown broke a scoreless tie and started the process of turning Super Bowl 38 from one of the worst championship games into one of the best. In the final 3 minutes of the half, the teams exploded for a combined 24 points. Patriots wide receiver Troy Brown thinks all that great early defense took its toll.
They had some guys cramping up. We had some guys cramping up and sweating and tired. And I got kind of hard to breathe, and you were searching for energy, and I think both defenses just wore out, and it was just a matter of who was going to score last.
And what a thrilling ride it was to get to that last score. The second half was so exciting, it relegated to minor news status singer Janet Jackson's exposed breast at halftime and the streaker who danced a hilarious jig on the field. They just couldn't compare with the football. The Patriots led, then the Panthers led, then the Patriots led, then the Panthers tied the score with about a minute left in the game. New England got the ball, and as he did 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, quarterback Tom Brady drove his team into field goal range. As he did 2 years ago, kicker Adam Vinatieri trotted onto the field. 4 seconds left. If he missed the field goal, there'd be overtime. But Vinatieri said afterwards he didn't want to fall back on that.
You just block it out, and you never want to go to overtime. You don't ever want it to come down to a flip of a coin. So you just try to make the best of every situation. And when your time's called, your number's called, you got to try to go out there and do the best you can.
The Patriots looking for a second Super Bowl title in 3 years from 41 yards. Looks good.
As seen by millions on CBS TV, Vinatieri did it again. His kick 2 years ago beat the St. Louis Rams in the Super Bowl. And just like 2 years ago, it was Tom Brady, not Vinatieri, who won the game's Most Valuable Player award. Brady threw 3 touchdown passes last night and calmly led New England on the clinching drive. More fodder for those who like to compare Brady to legendary San Francisco quarterback Joe Montana. Brady says thanks, but not yet.
You know, he's a benchmark for a quarterback in this league, and the way he played under pressure and the way he succeeded and thrived in tight situations, I mean, he was an incredible player, and there's no way, you know, I'm even close to that.
4 years in the NFL, 2 Super Bowl MVP awards. Some would say Tom Brady is closer than he thinks. And some would also say that Brady's counterpart last night, Jake Delhomme, has taken a giant leap towards stardom himself. 29-year-old Delhomme threw 3 touchdown passes and almost won a Super Bowl. Not bad for a player who was never even drafted and who was a career backup until this season. None of that was consolation, however. Delhomme talked about how bad he felt despite a brilliant performance. He ended his news conference wistfully when a reporter asked, "What about next year's Super Bowl?"
Well, you know, you always think you're going to be back. You always think you're going to be back. You hope to God you can come back.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Jerry.
Indeed, many players and teams play a Super Bowl and think how easy it is, until they try to do it a second time. The Patriots, however, having won 15 straight games and 2 championships in 3 years, they are making it look easy. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Houston.